Om Shanti Didi Asha, Asha Didi. We are very honored to inaugurate this parents' retreat, and a very hearty welcome from all of us. Please give a big hand for Asha Didi. So we are very blessed for today. Asha Ben came into Gyan when she was very young, 8 years. And you received direct sustenance from Baba and Mama. So the best parents that there were. So we are very honored for you to share your experience. Many years you spent also with Daddy Gulzar and imbibed all the virtues of Daddy, like children and parents do. And one of the things about Asha Ben is knows very good how to nurture and has a very good balance in love and law, which is so important with parenting. At the moment, Asha Didi is chief administration at ORC in Delhi, and many programs and retreats are being held there. It's a beautiful place. I had the honor of being there a few times, and it's a wonderful experience. So please, if you have any chance to do your benefit for ORC, it's very, very recommendable. Also like the silence retreat, it's very nice. And when there is from the organization, then also Asha Didi will meet like ministers, prime ministers and diplomats. So that's the role of Asha Didi. Very good in imbibing the knowledge, and some of you may know it on PMTV, there are Murli churnings. So we have a very rich day today with you. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Once again. Om Shanti. Yes. It is my fortune to be with you this morning the group of international parents. While I was coming, I was looking for room number 9, so it took me 1 or 2 minutes, and I overheard someone saying, international parents. So, I like the term. When we were young, such a beautiful thing we were told by Dadi Prakashmani, when we were undergoing training, teacher's training, the year 1969. And ours was the first group of educated Kumaris. Those Kumaris who were going to university. It included sisters like Shilu, Munni Ben, all of us. And it was at that time the seed of uplifting our consciousness to the world level were sown by Dadiji. She said to us, we were very small, young Kumaris. Dadi said, "You are all Jagdamba." Never consider yourselves to be Kumaris. When you consider yourself to be a Kumari, then 101 things will be there. But when you consider yourself to be Jagadamba, then your attitude changes. And out of experience, I share with you, really, we considered every soul to be Baba's child. Every soul. And I am the mother. I am the mother means I am responsible. Whatever I do, these souls will also learn. I am to nurture them. These things got deeply ingrained in our minds. I'll talk about this a bit later. But of late, what we are finding throughout the world, I remember when I was traveling in Europe in 1986, that time all the European countries I had visited, wherever we had our centers. And in Italy and Spain, these were the two countries where they asked me the question, how come in India you are able to retain the family system? And these two countries do have family system, but disintegrating. I used to feel so proud at that time because India was having very strong family system. But now it's a pity things are breaking up. And we are being approached to bring rapprochement between the two. The father and the mother. Supreme Court judges at times, they refer the couples to us. You go and have counseling from them. Last evening, when I was leaving Delhi, there was a couple. In their old age, hair has gone white, silver, but misunderstanding has developed. So family is not just four people living together, five people living together, no. Or two people living together? No. I had read somewhere, it is a value. Family is a value. I'm sure all over the world, this is happening where the family is breaking up. Is it happening in your countries? Yes? Sometimes I am not a regular reader now, regular reader of newspapers, but at times when I pick up, I read wonderful news. In some countries, because parents are not together, children yearn for love. Then there are such places where outsiders, they enact the role of the parents for children, and there are such parents also who do not have their children with them anymore. They yearn for the love of their children. So, some children enact the role of children for them. What a pity. What a pity. But it makes one thing clear, that we all need family. Look at Baba. Baba has given us the aim, you have to be like Lakshmi Narayan. Vishnu, he didn't say Krishna, he didn't say Radha, he said Vishnu and Lakshmi Narayan. This is the system that he had established. And it was there for 2500 years. Why? More than that. It is only in Kali Yuga that we have developed more body consciousness, ego, etc. That family is on stake. But otherwise, it lasted. When we were small children and our parents used to go to the class early in the morning, leaving us behind. Yes. Sometimes there used to be a grandmother with us, sometimes father's aunt with us. But at times, nobody. And parents are at the center. We at home. Of course, servants were there. But they were not allowed to be inside the house. They used to be outside. My mother was very young. Just 28 years old at that time. She was a good cook. She was a cook for Mama. Mama came to Kanpur. And Mama saw my mother at the center the whole day. Mama asked Gange Dadi, why Nirmala doesn't have any children? Dadi said, Mama, she has 5 children. Mama said, what does she do with them? Gange Dadi says, she locks them up and then she comes here. Mama felt so much for us. She invited us for lunch the next day. She said, I want to see those children who allow their mother to be at the center. And we were invited the very next day to have lunch with Mama. Those were the times which I feel in recreating will be helpful. Every Sunday, I don't know how far it is going to be possible, but this is what used to happen in our times. Every Sunday, all the families, the parents, they would get together after the class. They would go to some or the other family's house, be there the whole day, and we children were also transported to that home. And there was so much cooperation, the spirit of cooperation. Sister Poonam of Jaipur, Gupta Bhai of Banaras, we are all classmates of that time. Now taking care of big centers. But we used to be together. Those days there were no cars, let me tell you. Yeah, we did not have cars. We had scooters, though. Whoever had scooters and cycles, they would go fetch the children and bring them to the same place, because it was the whole day. And they used to sit down, talk on spiritual matters, and we were also given education about soul, supreme soul, meditation, sit down in meditation. The family is together, the whole family, extended family, love, cooperation, the attitude of helping each other. I also recall how those days there were different kinds of cookers, pressure cookers. There were no pressure cooker, but different kind of them which could cook food at a time with small boxes kept atop each other, and in no time food is cooked, so that we have more time for meditation or for service in the center. Hands were few. But what was working behind? Love for Baba. And when I look back, I find it was love for Baba that made everything possible. As children, we also had desires. People say nowadays children have lots of desires, lot of expectations, lot of demands. In our days also it was there. But maryada was followed. To give you one example, in the school, you know, peer pressure is there. So, my friend's sister was to get married. And all of us were collecting money to buy a gift for her. Before the gift is bought, we need money. In those days, we children had no, parents would never give money in our hands. They would say, whatever you want, you tell us, we will buy for you. But no money was given in her hands. I came home and I told my father, I had never asked for money. Never. Even now I never ask. I asked my father, my friend's sister is to get married and I have to buy a gift for her. We are all together, other friends also, we contribute 10 rupees 10 rupees nowadays is nothing, but those days 10 rupees was too much. I'm talking of 50 years back. You know what my father said? He said, I'll ask my teacher, if she permits, then I will give you money. And the teacher, you know, was Gange Dadi, very strict. He came home and said to me, I can't give you money, but what you can do is, I can buy you Srimad Bhagavad Gita or the picture of Lakshmi Narayan. You give that as gift too. I felt very bad, peer pressure. Felt very bad what the other girls will say, but he did not compromise. He did not compromise. Why? The basic principle that Baba has taught, how the money of the Brahmins should be used, he says daily in the Murlis, that I cannot compromise with this. My teacher also has said no. And I got very angry at that time, young, but angry at that time. Later, I understood what he did was right. We are Brahmins. Similarly, nowadays, children do ask for all these things, but lovingly, if we make them understand, they will accept it. Make them understand. With logic, they will understand. In recreating family, I have to ask myself, how much communication do I have with my children? Do I really communicate? Do I give them quality time? Children need attention. Children want to empty themselves when they return home. They want someone, mother, to be available to them, so that whatever they have done in the school, they just share. There are children who will first come, share everything, and then they will sit down for lunch or dinner or whatever, tea or snacks or whatever. You know your parents. How do I listen to them? If I am just listening to them casually, it gets registered in their tender mind. If I am avoiding, the child gets the signal. And the child says, Mama, you are not listening to me. Need to give quality time. Listen to them. And this needs patience. Thing is, we are in a hurry. We have to do too many things. But dear brothers and sisters, give quality time to your children. This is your priority. We are not parents. But Baba has given us the experience of taking care of brothers and sisters. I know of a child, now he has become a big doctor, but he was just, I think, 2-3 years old. 2 years old, probably. the mother used to go for kitty party. You know kitty party? You know, mother used to go for kitty party, leaving the child behind. One day that small little child, I heard him saying to his father, "Papa, dusri mamma le aao. Papa, bring another mamma." It shocked me. The child does not know. The relationship of a mother to the child is not known to the child. But what he was yearning for? Attention, love. This is what we have to give. I saw that child, now he's a big doctor. I never told him. I never said, and I have never repeated it in front of the parents also. But the child said so. So, giving quality time to children, listening to them, allowing them to do what they... So, every time if we keep saying no, 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 the child would say, "My mother does not want me to do anything." Allow, okay, let's see, what are you doing? Then gently, lovingly giving direction. This is what we learnt from Baba. Whenever children did something wrong, Baba did not admonish them. Baba did not punish them. What did he do? He made them realize. Isn't it? Isn't it? Today he said, if you don't correct yourself, then Dharamraj will take care of you. Today in the Murli he said. But Baba never did. What Baba used to do, I know children sometimes they are very violent, sometimes very naughty, sometimes. But what Baba used to do? Baba used to make that child just stand, keeping the face towards the wall. Stand on a chair and look at the wall for some time. But better than this, Baba taught to talk to the parent, what Mama used to do. And Mama's sustenance was great. Early in the morning, this is what we were also taught, I'll talk to you about it. Early in the morning, Mama used to give sakash to such naughty children. There were variety of children in the yagya, and Mama would never directly point out and say, "Well, you did this, this is a complaint I have received from you, about you." Mama never used to say that. But she would just give sakash in silence. In the daytime, that soul would come in front of Mama. "Mama, did you remember me? I thought that you had called me." Mama used to say, "No. Why? Why you got that feeling?" Then Mama, and then that child would just narrate everything. What the wrong he or she had done. Sakash. I remember when we started yoga shivirs, Raj Yoga camps. It happened in the year 1972. When Raj Yoga camps we started, then Manohar Dadi used to tell us, early in the morning, sit down and give sakash to those souls whom you have given gyan yesterday. Give them sakash. This is a powerful method, I won't say weapon, but it is a powerful method of putting the family together. We nurture in various ways, but the thirst and the hunger of the soul is satisfied through these means. And it reaches them. It reaches them. It is said, the family that prays together stays together. Why is it Baba wants us to sit together in meditation, either in the morning or in the evening? We are never allowed to sit alone in our room for Amrit Vela. Are we allowed? Are we allowed? Permitted to do? No. We are supposed to be where? Together. Where the family is sitting together. Similarly, evening meditation, what does Dadi say? Come on everyone, you have to sit in meditation in the evening. Together. The family that prays together. Similarly at home, we can introduce this, and especially for mothers, I say mothers are the mistress of the house. Yes. People watch television and eat food simultaneously. As the food, so the mind. What you are watching, your thoughts are engrossed in it, and what you are eating is not known to you. There are no dining rooms nowadays in the families. There are TV rooms. Mother is cooking and plates are being passed on. Everyone is looking at the television, enjoying it and eating. And mother towards the end says, did you like it? I had given this dish to you. Did you like it? How did you like? So mother, when did you give this to us? Because engrossed in watching television, don't know what they're eating. So I generally tell the parents that when you are eating, stop television. No television at that time. Sit, talk, share. Share. I remember my father, in the afternoon lunch we could never have together. But in the evening, he made sure that all of us were together at the dining table. He would sit down and narrate his experience of his life. It is through those experiences we learnt a lot. Do we get time to share our experience with our children? Children want real life stories. And if we share these things with them, and we are jnani souls, add little spice of jnana in it, it gets raised. It gets raised. How did we grow up? This is how we grew up. similarly, sitting together, creating such occasions where all the family members are together. At least daily, without fail, we should spend little time together. This will generate respect and love for each other. This will generate self-respect for the self. Spirit of acceptance, appreciation, to be united. Sometimes we can give them small little problem and say, all of us have to find one single solution to it. Long back, there was one book, Living Values, on living values. Very nice small exercise is given over there. And I do mention that from time to time in the families. You can sit together and ask the children, family, what does a family stand for? Coat of arms. What has our family contributed? What is the speciality of a family? What have we inherited from our seniors? From our grandparents. You know, in India, there is a custom at the time of marriage, when the daughter-in-law is brought in the house, the mother-in-law gives her presents to her, a shawl which she had received from her mother-in-law. And it keeps passing on. Now, shawl is a piece of cloth. But the emotion and the value attached to it is continuity. You have to wrap yourself with all those qualities and virtues that this family stands for. Like, for instance, Gandhi family is known for sacrifice. Say, Nehruvian family is known for what do you call that, donation, making donations? Philanthropy. And say, Malviya family is known for education. Similarly, ask yourselves, ask the family, what does our family stand for? We are together, we have also inherited certain things from our parents, we got several things from our seniors. So what does it stand for? Second, what are we doing to sustain those values that we inherited? Children should know. And here the role of children is very important. You let the child understand that it is you who are the carrier of this value. You have to do it. These are the values. What are we doing to sustain it? And then third thing, how are we going to pass it on to our next generation? What way we are going to pass it on to our next generation? So recreating family implies giving respect to everyone's role. We need children. Without them, you will feel lonely. We need our companion, without whom we feel lonely. And we have also to understand, there comes a time in everyone's lifetime when there is a clash. Now last evening, the scene that I saw, there was a clash between the two. Clash of interest. There comes a point when they say we cannot live together. But it's a passing phase, remember. It's a passing phase. And we are spiritual people now. We understand. We were not together all the 84 births. We are here as partners in this birth, clearing our accounts. And in the next, we are not going to be together. I have taken lot from the other partner, and this is the birth in which I have to clear it. When there is something, partner says, why should I tolerate for no reason at all? Why should I tolerate? Theek hai, in this birth there is no reason, but there is some reason that you two are together. Some reason is there. This is why you are together. Dadi Gulzar used to tell us ki it is take some money on loan, and when you repay, you feel happy. So Dadi Gulzar used to say, this is the loan that you have taken in the last birth, and now when you have to repay it, feel happy. It is being cleared. Account is clear. When we came to ORC, the people who were there, I did not know them, they did not know me. And if I was given a choice, I would never be with them. But one sister, my younger sister, let's say, younger sister, she one day said very nice thing and got registered in my mind. She said, Asha, now whatever it is your family. It is your family. And you have to love them. Just as if a child is physically challenged, born to the parents, what do the parents do? They are just, no? They give more love, no? Isn't it? Yes or no? Yes? You don't give love? You give more love, so that the child does not feel bad. Similarly, now, all of us are together, and there is definitely some reason behind, so better that we love each other, appreciate each other, accept each other, cooperate with each other, sit down and share and talk with each other. Discuss our problems with each other. When we accumulate stress and come back home, is there any washing machine that will remove the stress? Huh? There can be some machine which can take away all the dust from your clothes. But how about the dust that has accumulated here? Who will take it away? Who will take it away? Baba, through you. You have to give respect to the person with whom you are staying. This is important. I tell you one sister in Pandavabhavan. We used to live in Pandavabhavan early with Dadi Gulza. In Pandavabhavan, you would have observed, we have a small little basket. That was our lift, because Dadi's used to be on the first floor, kitchen downstairs, and every single chapati was to be taken on the first floor where dining hall was there. And now staircase and running. So we thought it is very tiring, rushing, running. And what if someone falls? So we thought of an idea. We just had small little basket hanging from the first floor. So similarly, sisters, sometimes they used to wash their clothes, and sister in working in the kitchen, she would sometimes help them, okay, fine, washing clothes, and now they want to eat, they are hungry. So they would tell the sister, "Sister, can you put my plate in this basket? I'll lift it up." Sister would say, "Yes." And one day, sister did it like this. And while she was putting the plate in the basket, the top one said, "Thank you, Baba." The sister down, she took away the plate. She said, "Okay, now take it from Baba." So it is not merely that, but also the person staying with you must be thanked, must be respected. So Baba does, no doubt. Baba does it because he gives you good sense. He gives you good thoughts. He gives you nice things. But at the same time, respect your companion also. Respect your partner also. One day, one brother came to me saying, "Sister, I don't know from where this brother has come in my department. Only he had to come. Can't someone else be replaced?" I said to him, "Don't think that he has come just without any program and planning. He has very well planned and programmed, and this is why he is there with you. You have to clear your accounts with him. He has to take the loan that you have taken from him and accept the person." So when we do this, and we know the philosophy of karma philosophy, then we enjoy. And we need to be examples before children. If I tell my children, "It is good to get up, Amrit Vela," and I don't get up, "It is good to sit in meditation," and I don't do it. Small things, we can bring together the family with Baba in between. When food is cooked, I don't know if you have the habit of offering to Baba before you sit down to eat. Ask everyone to sit together. Let us sit down and offer together to Baba. Children will enjoy. The family, when sits together and offers, then that feeling for Baba is there, and then the feeling of being together is there. That it comes. So you start enjoying that. and the family comes together. Okay. Okay?
Thank you.
Because I know you have a class, another class at 12:30.
Om Shanti.
Okay, Om Shanti. Whatever I have spoken to you is out of experience, life experience. So, is it okay? You understood the whole thing? And family is the place where children learn to live in the world. How they have to live, how they have to face challenges. We have to equip them with all those things. And what is ultimately needed, we all know. The lesson on 8 powers is well learnt in the family. It is not that sitting down in meditation that we get all these powers. Practical. So when we tell our children, these are the things that are going to help you in future also. And you know how to say. In future also these things are going to help you. Then in this, we add the power of truth, love, determination, all those other things, softer skills. Children will know that they will have their holistic development. They are having their holistic development in the family. They don't have to go outside to learn all these things in the family. So then the importance of family gets registered with them. It is in the family that a child learns to accommodate. Sometimes, I remember a small child, a nice sweet is made, let's say samosa, jalebi is made. My father, purposely what he used to do, just pick up from our plate and eat and see our face. Which means the value of sacrifice, giving, has also to be developed. In return, we would get so much more. Mother used to give so much more so that the child does not feel that it is gone. In this way, small, small, little things that we do with our children, it gives us happiness and it is an art. We also have to adjust a lot. And then children also learn all these things. These are the seeds that are being sown in the family. It is these seeds that sprout and they help in the life. All of us, when we are small children, what our parents told us are being used now, isn't it? So I'm responsible. Look at your child, not my child. The Baba's child given to me, whom I have to nurture, equip and holistically develop to be a server in the world. I'm the Mali, gardener, and I have to take care of this plant. Then you'll always be positive. And if there is anything wrong, any leaf dries up, gardener does not feel sad, but tries to find out the solution to it. So our attitude also changes. Okay, now what is your permanent residential address? Paramdham? Paramdham or Madhuban? What is a permanent address? Paramdham? Today I will tell you, if you like it, accept it. Permanent address is Baba's heart. Did you like that?
Yeah.
I have to be always in Baba's heart. I have to qualify myself to be in Baba's heart. Okay? So new residential address you got. Okay. Om Shanti.